from Rav Halperin, Halperin Shlita.
At the time of the Levaya of the Chofetz Chaim, the Krinka Rov, Reb Chizkio Mishkovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was masbid the Chofetz Chaim in the following way. When David HaMelech came forward to say Divrei Hesped on Shaul and Yonason, by kainin David esakina hazois al Shaul ve'al Yonason benoi, Hatzvi Yisrael al b'mesecho cholol eich noflu hagiboyrim. How are the mighty fallen? How are the great people, David and Yonason and Shaul, who were great people, how are they fallen? He then got warmed up in the Hesped and carried on. Shaul be Yonason ha-ne'ahovim ba-ne'imim b'chayehim uv'moysim lo nifrodu min ha-shorim kalu me'arois goveiru b'nois Yisrael el Shaul b'china b'chena ha-mabishim shoni. And then he said, eich noflu ha-giboyim b'soich ha-milchoma. Again he said, eich noflu ha-giboyim. But this time he said, "B'soicha milchoma, Yehoinason abba meisecha cholo." And finally, at the end, he got so moved and so emotional. Said David, "Tzali olecha, ochi Yehoinason. How much tzar I have, how much pain I have. Noam tali ma'oid. You were so pleasant to me. Niflos ahavoscholi. Your love for me was so great. Me'avas hanoshim. More than the love of women. Eichnoflu hagiboyim. Third time, v'yobdu klei milchoma." Three times he said the words, how are the mighty fallen, eich noflu ha-giboyrim. So the Krinkarov, when the giboyrim fall, when the generals fall, that's a tremendous tzar for an army. But if it's in the middle of milchoma, it's even worse, because now we don't know what strategy, what plan do we do, where do we go? In the middle of a milchoma, it's even worse. So the Krinkarov, it's even worse than that. The sov du klei milchoma, in the middle, you don't have any strategy. It's all in his head. The general had it all in his head. So what can we possibly do? We don't know what move to make. Said the Krinkarov, there's something much worse than just the nefila of the Chofetz Chaim. In the middle of a milchoma, we don't know what to do in the situation. And everything was in his head. Everything was there. We don't know what to do. We don't want move to make. Said the Krinkarov, even though we have the ksobim of the Chofetz Chaim, but how can we move? How do we answer? What etzes do we provide to our matzav at the moment, which is such tzar? Rabbeisai, there are manhigim in Klal Yisrael, there are askonim in Klal Yisrael, there are rabbonim in Klal Yisrael, but there are giboyrim. The Rav Zecher Tzadik Livracha was a gibor. He was a gibor in many different ways. And therefore, came out everybody in the shul, of all the community here, is on a situation of great avelus. Where do we turn to now? Who do we ask? Who's going to answer our questions? Who's going to pasken our shailas? And therefore, it's all in his head. What do we do? What move do we make? And the tzar is enormous for everybody in the community. Eich noflu ha-giboyrim. It's more than just a rov. He was a gibor in the community and a gibor in Klal Yisrael. In English terms, we would describe it maybe as something, the difference between an amateur and a professional. An amateur, maybe an amateur Rav, would get distracted maybe by politics, maybe by money, maybe by COVID. But the Rav was a quintessential Rav of a community. He was a mushlam in his job, in his tafkid. And therefore, perhaps we can rewrite the coin name of David HaMelech and say like this. Tzali olecha, Rebbe. Noam tolonu ma'oid. You were extremely pleasant for us. Niflas ahavostra lonu. Your love for us was enormous. The love he felt for everybody. Me'avas ha-noshim. More than the love of noshim. The Mefoshim explained, a woman can only love when she gets back. Even though you didn't get back, he didn't get back, he still showed great love. More than the love of women. Ich noch mal geboren besorgt du kleine Milchama. Zahl alleine mal oid, kina amta mal oid. Niflos aflosra. Everybody in the community feels it was a nifla, it was a pella, the love that he had for all of us. And therefore, ich noch mal geboren besorgt du kleine Milchama. And that's the matzah that we're in at the moment. During the week of Shiva, and we must carry on and move on to the next stage, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned for us, without Rav Malinowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in front of us. There is one particular profile in the Torah HaKadosha which tells us how a manhig is supposed to behave. It's just one, and the Alter from Kelm said this is the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. Vayigdal Moshe vayetze el Echov vayav esiv loisam. Moshe Rabbeinu went out, he left the palace, he left the comfort of the palace, and he went out, vayav esiv loisam, and he saw the enormous problems which they were going through. Rashi makes the line, and this is the definition, says the Alter from Kelm, of a real manhig in Klal Yisrael. Nasan einav velibo liyos meitza al achim aleihem. He put his heart to worry about them. Nasina is always bederech an ayin tova. Hu noisein lechem l'chol basar ki le'olam chastoi ha noisein layev koach. Nasina always means with an ayin tova. He didn't walk the streets, Moshe Rabbeinu, looking to see, that taking pictures. Nosan Einov. Einov means he looked to see the matzah. He understood the situation of every Jew there. There was an old woman who was doing work for a young woman, an old man, and he couldn't meet and move. He made plans and he moved strategies, and he changed around everything that was going on in the streets of Mitzrayim to help people. He understood the situation. The Nosan Libo, and he put his heart into it as well. He cared both rationally, and also for their needs, the heart and the mind we put inside. Nosan einav libo liyos meitza. That is why, says the Medrash afterwards, and Moshe Rabbeinu walked the streets of Mitzrayim, b'haya boicha, and he cried his eyes out. He was so broken. He was a broken man. He couldn't bear to see the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, v'yav esiv loisom. And the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because you left the palace, Moshe Rabbeinu, and went out to care for my children, I will leave Shomayim, ba'ani adaber elecha pe'el pe'adaber boy. And for that reason, I will leave Shomayim and I will talk to you. And that is the only reason that we know as to why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen. Because Nosan Eino V'liba, he was Noise Ba'oil, he carried the people. Nosan Eino V'liba, Lios Meitza Aleihem. He was concerned for them. That really, Rabbi Yisai, is the only formula which a manhig and a rav must use in order to conduct his affairs in a community. The Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, left the prestige of Monsi, of being a dayan, of one of the greatest important dayanim in America he was, and all the prestige that he must have had, it was mentioned at the Levaya, and he left and he came to look after a kehillah. He left whatever he had and he took a minion of people and created a magnificent shul, the Shem Elitiv Eres. He worked on the community and created people who were not necessarily from B'nai Torah and to have the same desires and the same arachim, the same values. He left everything. Nosan Eina V'Liboy. He put his mind to look to see the neshamas of different people. He saw in somebody that he can achieve more. He has potential to learn and gave people the inspiration and the guidance in order to learn. He put his eye to understand the situation of people in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. He cared. He cared an enormous amount. And he put his heart to trouble about them as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Shomayim and spoke to him. He had Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh was his success. How else can we explain the success that he had? Whenever he got up to speak here, whenever he spoke, he had tremendous Ruach HaKodesh. Al tashlichenu milfonecha, Ruach Kodshecha al tikach. All of us have Ruach HaKodesh. He was given Ruach HaKodesh in order to manage and manipulate and to guide a community. He was Zeichet, the same as Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeichet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. How else did he manage to guide the community in such a way that he did? He was given Ruach HaKodesh. He was granted that for one reason, because he left everything and gave up everything for Klali, for the people here, in order to run and manage the community. Perhaps a Maisa in the Novi can tell us a little bit behind what was behind the great success of the Rav, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. If you remember the episode when David HaMelech was forced to leave Yerushalayim because of Absalom, who was pursuing him to kill him, David HaMelech had to run away and ran up Har HaZeisim barefoot, and he was broken, and Shimi ben Gera came out and cursed him. Klala nimretzes, say Chazal. He called him a noyef, nun nimretzes, a moavi, a roitzeach, and a toeva. He gave him terrible names, and he suffered enormously and threw stones at him. Avishai, who was standing next to David, turned around and said, let me kill him. He's moyed b'malchus. He's such a line that he was saying. David said, no, leave him alone. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar l'klal elato. And he left him alone, never did anything to him at all. Later, on his deathbed, when he was dying, he then turned around to Shlomo and told him that you must sort out the Shimei ben Gera. Chazal bring out, Rabbi Yisrael, the Medrash brings out, of all the great Torah and Tefillah of David HaMelech, he became the Regel Revi in the Melkova. Avraham was Chesed, Yitzchak was Gevura, Yaakov was Emes, and David HaMelech, who Shiras v'Sishbachos, became the Regel. Why? For this Vitur, because he gave up so much, Sheikh Hazal. That's the reason why he became the Regel Revi. He was Mevater from himself for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, for the benefit of Shimi. He didn't, his honor left, he didn't mind about his honor, he didn't care about his honor, his covered, and for that he became the Regel Revi. That's the same position, I think, with the Rav. His success was due to his vitul. He wasn't bothered about his covered. He wasn't bothered about the money, the finances. He wasn't interested in the politics. And that was the shayrish, I think, of his great siyata d'shmaya and the Ruach HaKodesh that he got. Like Moshe Rabbeinu left the palace on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the Rav also left perhaps a prestigious position and great fame maybe, and became a Rav in a community where he saw potential of growth. V'nosan eino v'libo, and he cared. Ichpatlo. Ichpatlo for a family. Ichpatlo for someone who can't learn so well. He always encouraged, he always gave inspiration. Every time he tried harder and harder to encourage people. That was his motive and that was his procedure. And it was the same as Moshe Rabbeinu, Nosan Eino V'libo, in Ruchnias and in Gashmias, to care for people. And because of that, people grew. And this is his great success. He was granted Ruach HaKodesh, how to handle people and what to do. Perhaps we can define him in a classic way. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas Kochovim about Avraham Avinu, Kevin Shenigmal Eson Zu, once Avraham Avinu had finished nursing, Hischil L'Shoitet V'Daito, he began to be a floating thinker. He thought maybe Hashem is in the sky, maybe he's in the sun, maybe he's in the fire. And every time he looked at something, he was M'Shoitet V'Daito. He was an original thinker. And by being an original thinker, Avraham Avinu reached Emunah. He reached tremendous success in his pursuit of the MS. He searched and searched, and he became who he was. He was weaned on his own thoughts. He nursed on his own machshava, on his original thoughts, and because of that, he grew to what he became. He thoroughly worked things out, Avraham Avinu. He worked out, and eventually after 37 years, begil at the age of 40, hikires boiroi, he reached that point through a thorough process of thinking, of working something out. The Rav was an original einikul of Avraham Avinu. He worked things out for himself. He was m'shoitet b'daito. He was well thought out. Everything was said with great thought. I don't think I ever heard him say, if you can excuse me, a cute vort. He would never say anything cute. He would never say anything which you could just say over at the Shabbos table, which was an interest vertebra. It wasn't like that. Everything he said was a maimah muska, was something which you could take out and think about. It was more than just a vort. It was something serious and something that you could live on and grow from. He was incredibly well thought out. Every drosha that he gave was an original, was thought out. I don't think I ever heard him. I once think I heard him repeat something that he had said previously. He once gave a moshul of the tzoyn and the bokor in Mitzrayim, when they left, to our laptop, I remember. And he said that if, like smashing your laptop is like the tzad the person would have, so it would be with a mikneh that sign. It was a moshul he gave. I once heard him repeat it. Otherwise, I don't think I ever heard him repeat anything at all. He always thought something out. Everything was a cheshbon based on a maimon of Yerucham or based on something of the outer from Kelm. It was always from Chazal. It was exceptionally well thought out. An original thinker like Avraham Avinu. He was an einikul of Avraham Avinu in the true sense. His Torah was also like that, was thorough, full clarity. I often wondered how it was. I saw the same thing by Rabbi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His spontaneity in answering somebody. He immediately had an answer. There was no thought. It seemed as if he immediately knew what to do before you even finished the question. The Rav was exactly the same. He was spontaneous in his reaction, and he knew exactly how to answer. How come? Where did that enormous chokhmah come from, almost like an intuition of what the answer would be before you even finish the question? I got the impression last night from Dr. Schwartz when he was speaking, the same idea as well, that he answered him immediately on the spot in any questions he had. Why? Where did that come from, the enormous spontaneity? It was very well thought out. Perhaps it comes from a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says that when you learn Torah, lahakshib lachochma oznecha, tate libecha latavuna. The way a person is supposed to learn Torah is in two stages, says the Vilna Gaon. The first is lahakshib lachochma oznecha, to pay attention with your ears. You need to listen very carefully, says the Gaon. Yase oznecha ka'afeke, af hakeses. You should make your ear like a grain hopper. When they used to grind the wheat, so they put on the one stone, and on the top of the stone they put the wheat, and they ground it. And the wheat used to fly off. So they put a drain around the bottom stone to catch every piece of grain which flew out. He caught to catch everything. Tase ase oznecha ka'afeke keses. Make your ear catch every word that is said. Pick up every detail. Don't lose anything. That's the first stage, to listen carefully, to pay attention to everything. Tate libecha latavuna, says the Gaon, and then move over the chochmah that you have into tavuna. Tavuna, says the Gaon, is ad buya, full clarity. Full clarity is not in the mind. Tate libecha latavuna, put your heart to understand. Full clarity is not in the mind. Full clarity is in the heart. And once it's in the heart, it's embedded. And that was where the chochmah was. The clarity of Psak Halacha and the clarity of Hashkofa and his pure thought thoroughness was because it was in the heart. It was so well worked out. He worked very hard. I heard at the Shiva, the sons were saying that he would work hours and hours by Rababa Berman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, going through the Shia and working it out, and hours of thorough learning. The clarity was not in the mind. The clarity was in the heart. And once it's there in the heart, Tate Libra Latavuna. And the Gaon says a very interesting point. If you reach that point of tavuna, you even understand Mashe Beliboy Shel Raboy, what's even in the heart of the Rebbe. How can you know what's in the heart? The Rebbe never said that, but you know what the Rebbe meant to say. In other words, you know, understand behind the words of the Shulchan Aruch, which is an incredible daug of understanding. I think the Rav had that level as well. It wasn't just what was written in the Shulchan Aruch, but he understood the mind of the Shulchan Aruch, what's behind it. He had full depth and full clarity. He was thorough in his thinking. He was meshoitet bedaita, he thought it through, and everything was worked out with complete thoroughness, whether it's in an Eitzah, whether it was in Pesach HaLocha, and that's where he came from. There was no chumkeit here. There were no chumras just for the sake of that benefit. It was al pi halacha, al pi emes shel ha-Torah. The method of his growth, I think, is in the Rambam. How he grew so much. Where did it come from? The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Teshuva, and I think this is the profile of who he was and how we should remember him. So the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Teshuva, Ha'oved me'ava, a person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, from passion, from devotion, from dveikus. Oisek b'toyro b'mitzvahs v'hoylech b'nesivahs ha'chochma, and walks in the path of chochma, lo mipnei daba sheba olam, not for any gain, not for any political gain, not for any covet, not for money. V'lo mipnei yiras hara, not because maybe what people will say about him, people suffer, nothing because of that. V'lo kadei le'yaresh ha'tova, not in order, no gain, there was no gain. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of pure Ahava. Ela oise esa emes mipnei shehu emes. And that was what he was driven by. His whole gasoline in life was on the basis of emes mipnei shehu emes. B'sof ha'tov lo yavo b'galon. In the end, the good will come out. He wasn't concerned about benefit or politics or covered. He was mevater for everything, only for the emes. Umala zuhi mala gedoyla ma'oid. Ve'en kol chacham seichah. Not every askan, not every rov, not every manhig reaches that. Only giboyrim reach that point. Not everybody is zeichah to that level of oise mi'ava emes mipneisha wa emes. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks Akasha, how can you give a mitzvah of the ahavta es Hashem elokecha? It's impossible to command the heart. You can command a person to do a job. You can command a person to pay a tax. You can't command a person to give ava. Ava is an emotion. How can you say, V'yahavto es Hashem elokecha? says Rabbi Akiva Egan, beautiful teretz. Because whenever you say those words, words with Baruch Atah Hashem Haboicha Ba'amu Yisrael Ba'ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael Me'ahava, so therefore you can reciprocate. If you walk into a room and someone throws their arms out and gives you a big hug and a kiss, so it's very hard to dislike the person because he's coming to you with Ahava. It was reciprocation. In the evening we say as well, in Ma'ariv, Ohev Amo Yisrael, the Ahava was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you feel it back and reciprocate. That's exactly, I think, was the motivation of the Rav. The Rav guided his life through the Chovas Havavos, Shah Ha'ava, Shah Yichot, Amaisa. He saw the love of HaKadosh. He has a passion for the nature, for Teva, for everything which was granted in the gifts of the Yom Tov, of Shabbos, of family, of the Kehillah. He saw the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore showed it back. And I think that was his motive. Behind his Ava and his profile was tremendous Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he devoted his life on the Chovas Havavos. He was Oisev me emes, me pneshu emes, but there was Ava behind it all. V'himalas Avom Avinu. Here we have it. Avom Avinu was this. He was an enikon of Avom. Shekol HaKadosh Baruch Hu oihava, lufi sheloi avad ela me'ava. Avom Avinu only did things from Ava. V'hi hamayla shetzivonu bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu anidei Moshe shenema v'yahavto es Hashem elokecha. It's interesting, the Alter from Slobodka in Atzafun asks, why did Avom Avinu reach the middle of Chesed? Where did the Chesed come from? Says the Alter, because he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on giving and giving and doesn't get back. There's somebody who's giving. If you see direction, there must be a director. If you see design, there must be a designer. There's somebody behind it all. And he saw behind it all the designer, and therefore Pashtus, the manufacturer, wants the product to be like, he wants me to be like him. And that's why Chesed ran along with his Emunah. It was together. It was aligned together, the two together. That's what motivated Avraham Avinu. That was the Chesed where it came from. I think the Rav was the same as well. He was guided. He saw so much of the Ava, and his Chesed came from his Emunah. His Chesed came from Yishar HaBitochem. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on giving and giving, and we can trust in him and rely on him. So also, he made himself in the same way. He fashioned his own profile on that basis as well. And everything was done mitoich Ava. Where do you see it, Rabbi Isai? We saw it especially in his tefillah. His tefillah was with such a heart and with such a passion. He was talking to the Bayer. You felt it. I used to listen to him sometimes when he was davening for the Omer or his laning. You felt the Ava coming out in the way he delivered it, the way he spoke it out. His love for Yom Tov, his love for Shabbos, his passion for everything. It was done me'avo, mitoich avo. That's why that was his underlying theme of how he reached up on. He was an enikon of Avraham Avinu in that manner. Rabbeinu Yoino writes in Sha Gimel, Perit Yud Gimel, the person is duty bound to take care of others. A person is duty bound to care and be concerned for the needs of his people. And to be diligent with all his efforts for the benefit of somebody else. Whether he's poor or rich. And that is one of the most fundamental principles that is required from every human being. To be a doiresh toiv, to look after others, to care for others. The Rav wasn't a career rabbi. He wasn't somebody who was just in it for the position, chas v'sholem. He was in it to provide for others, to give to others. He was m'shoytet b'daitoy and saw that the knowledge that he had and the dayonis, whatever he had worked at, he could now share and give to others. I once asked him about a shidduch, about a certain bocha, and the parents were davening in the shul here. So he said to me, I have a way that I can find out what the bocha wants to do, and you don't have to worry, I'll take care of it. And he found out all the details for me. He'd worked it out. His chesed, he went all the way just to try and find out a way to help me. A year ago, I wasn't so well. I was housebound at a great deal. He called me every single week. How are you feeling? Klal Yisrael needs you. He said the most beautiful words of chizuk. He said, we're davening for you. He cared. His chesed was derishas toiv la'amoy. A family just arrived recently from Australia, and the father told me that he didn't know his way around Eretz Yisrael, so he wrote to Rav Malinowitz from Australia, from Melbourne, and asked him maybe Eitzes, and he said he wrote him like a 10-point plan of everything that he needs to know in order to come here. He said he continually looks at it now that he's here. It gives him chizuk of this, these are the chadoim, these. He wrote to him immediately and gave him etzas and like a plan of action how he should go ahead with it. And everybody in the shul, I think, has a story like this. The personal involvement, Drishas Toiv La'amo, he cared and he looked after others and looked after the community, both in Ruchnias and in Gashmias, in the Torah, in the Avodah, in the mitzvahs, and in the financial needs as well of the people. Someone told me a maisa, I think Rabbi Jacobson had mentioned to me a maisa, that there was a family here where the father wasn't able to tafked, to look after the family, so he came into the house and I think put the child into bed and took care of the child and took an interest in the child, went to the house when it was in bedtime to look after the child, the family. Tremendous caring. The chesed was enormously worked out and thought through. It was thorough. His Torah was thought out with full clarity. So was his chesed. Perhaps if we're going to sum him up in all the points that we've said, the Pasuk says in Mishle, Chesed be'emes al yazvucho. Kindness and truth, you should never leave him. Says the Gaon, that's in action. Koshrei mal galgoy secha, tie them round your neck, it means in speech. Kosvei mal luach libecha, and write them on your heart. This was really the matzeva of the Rav. Chesed be'emes al yazvucho, koshrei mal galgoy secha, kosvei mal luach libecha. The reward is given straight away afterwards. Umetzoh chein, the seichel toiv, be'inei elekim ba'odom. The result will be that you find chein and seichel toiv. Be'inei elekim ba'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him seichel toiv, and people had great, he had great chein in the eyes of many people. But I think if you'll take the whole picture of who the Rav was, there was behind it all a tremendously appealing touch to him, a side to him, and that was his humor, his enormous joie de vivre. He loved life. He lived life. He loved life. He was excited about people. He showed great simcha. I remember the shul made a celebration that he was here for 13 years, if I remember. It was a Malava Malka. And they were celebrating that he had been here in the community for so long, for 13 years. And he stood up and he started singing, Ad heina azorunu, ad heina azorunu rachamecha, v'loy azorunu, v'alti chein Hashem. And he started singing in front of everybody. It was a beautiful scene to see. He then turned around to everybody, and then he turned around and he, it's amazing. I went home to my wife and said, I've never seen anything like it before. The shul made a celebration for him, and he gave them all tochocha. He told everybody off. He said, what do you think? I'm a puppet here? Come and bother me. Ask me your questions. You need me more than I need you. And he gave tochocha to the kehillo at the time. It was unbelievable. His humor. He let the people know that I'm here for you, and therefore use me. But there was humor behind it all. There was always the graman. Always, I remember one particular Shabbos, I don't remember what it was, but he standing here in this particular place, and he suddenly took off his kapel and put on a white breast leather kapel and started jumping up and down and saying, Ilu, Ilu, Haya, Yehudi, Yodea, Mazedakum, Haya, Sameach, Sameach, Verokel, Verokel, Admea, Vesem, Shalom. He's dancing around, I remember in front of him. And then he started, Ilu, Yonis, and Alpen, Yoda, Mazet, Vila, Haya, Sameach, Verokel. And he labeled people and he made a whole joke out of it all. I think it was before a poem. There was tremendous simcha behind it all. That was his almost his guiding line. It wasn't just the psak halocha. It wasn't just the hashpah. The maima hamuska was wrapped up very often with a humor, with a joke. Always he began with a joke. And the human factor was very, very strong by him. The human sensitivity and the passion behind it. I think these words, which are written up here, are exactly who we're talking about. Morenu v'Rabenu, Reb Chaim, Kishmo Kein Hoya. Chaim, he gave chias to everybody. Nasan Eina v'Liboy. Ze'ev, says the Sipono and the Ebenezer, is Toref. He was Makpid. Ze'ev is Toref. He snatches things quickly. He had a tremendous tekifas about him. He was Ben Reb Avrom, Avrom Bevadai, he was a Neched of Avrom. He was literally a Ben Avrom. Avrom in his Ava, in his Meshoitet Bedaitoi, and Aaron, he was Mekarev people to Torah. Halevi, he was Meshores, the community, he was like the Levim were Meshoresim. He literally was Hagon, Harav, Morenu, Harav Chaim, Ze'ev, Ben, Reb Avrom, Aaron, Halevi, he was Zeicha Tzadik Livracha, literally. And that's his Kishmo Kein Haya. All the names is exactly who he was. What's on us after his patira? Where do we go from the Shiva? At the time of the end of the Shiva of Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch said the following. He said that at the time of the patira of Rabbi Yisrael Salant, the Chofetz Chaim was maspid Rabbi Yisrael Salant in the following way. And he said that when a dayan of a community passes away, he's taken up to Shomayim and he sits on the Beis Din Shel Maila with his koichos that he has and uses them, and he's done the door because he knows exactly what went on in the door. Said the Chofetz Chaim about Yisrael Salant. And therefore, when Yisrael Salant died, said the Chofetz Chaim, everybody must be very careful of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, because he was an expert in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and he now sits in the Beis Din Shel Maila and looks on the door and sees how much Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. He knows the door very well. Said Rav Sternbuch, Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein was the same. He did everything L'Shem Shemaim without Machloikis. So therefore, anybody says, I'm L'Shem Shemaim, there must be no Machloikis, because Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein avoided all sorts of Machloikis. Rabboisai, the Dayan here, the Rav, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, was a mensch who lived chesed ve'emes with great simcha. He now sits in the Beis Din Shel Shemaila as a Dayan there and looks down upon us and waits to see, Pashtus, how we behave with chesed and emes and with simcha in our lives. And that's really, I think, the end of the hesped that we must look at, how we must look at him. There is another side to a hesped. On the one side, Chazal said, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ochim behesbeda to hosam koimna. Warm up the hesped in memory, in great tribute to the person who had died. Hosam koimna, because I am there. That's one side of the hesped. But I think for us in the community, there's another side. At the time of the patira of the wife of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, people came and menachem him, and Reb Shlomo Zalman turned around when his wife had died. He said, everybody says when someone dies, Hashem no san, Hashem lo kach, mani achol lasot. As people think, said Reb Shlomo Zalman, I can't do anything, what do I do? Hashem lo kach. I don't, he said. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, I only think of one thing, Hashem no tan. What Hashem gave me, I think of my great treasure, what I had. And that's what gives me support, said Reb Shlomo Zalman. Not Hashem took away, he gives life. But what he gave me, what type of wife I had, that it gives me tremendous nechama. I think, Rabboisai, that is what's mutal aleinu. Hashem nosan, Hashem nokach. Hashem nokach, the world from us, but Hashem notan, what we had. We had tremendous chus to see a person like this, to experience, to listen to him, to grow from him. Hashem notan, Hashem nokach, and therefore, Yishem Hashem mevoyach me'atov yad oilam. We must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we had the great privilege to know somebody like this, that we had him for the years that we had, and we have an inspiration, and his whole mood, and his life, and his teachings, his legacy, should live on in our lives. Bechesed, be'emes, and with chayin, and with simcha in our lives as well. Perhaps we should walk away ourselves and singing, Adheinu azavunu rachamecha, v'lay azavunu chasodecha, v'artitsheinu Hashem alakeinu lanetzach. What we had, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we ask, Al titsheinu lanetzach. That was his swan song. He would sing it all the time. I heard him singing it once at a simcha with his children. He sang it. All that I had until now was rachamim and chesed. Al titsheinu Hashem lanetzach. Ken yehi ratzon. Amen.